Call the February Finance Committee meeting to order. One note, Mr. Horton is not here. He's in Texas at Horse Dental School, but he did notify me he wasn't going to be able to attend. So the first order of business is approving two sets of minutes from the 13th and the 28th.
I'll make the motion.
No changes or corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Department requests. Sheriff. Yes, we're holding on now.
Yeah, it's snowing kind of.
Oh, more technical difficulties.
Oh, please continue to hold. Your call is unimportant to us.
Oh, we had them at the office yesterday.
Yes.
Anyone who's from him?
I guess we'll do that.
Yep.
This was approved at Public Safety, so it's a transfer essentially from 2025 funds to 2026 to be able to finish the countertop and equipment. As Tim mentioned, those of you who did the tour, it's not just laminate countertops or anything like that. It's more extensive, but it's essentially a transfer.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public Works.
Morning, folks.
Morning.
So, first item, requesting authorization to transfer $151,411.26 to future bridge projects from Smith Hill Bridge project that's completed, was left over.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions? Yes.
Do we have any particular project that we anticipate these funds are going to?
Of course. So we always can spend money, but no, these bridge projects, the pattern lately has been across the state. They're estimating certain costs and there's overages with everyone. So I'm sure the couple that we're doing that are coming up, there'll be some overages that we'll have to contribute to, with moving costs and increase in material. And when they bid on this stuff, they put a number on it that they're safe, the contractors, and then there's always seems to be a little bit of movement with that. And not to help us, to hurt us. But
Yep.
so we'll definitely have projects to eat up with it.
Okay.
So as you explain that, so our Brit and for the benefit of the new members, our bridge programs are basically what percentage of each entity paid for by?
95 is federal and state, and then we're usually a 5% placeholder.
So the 151,000 that we're transferring is not just our 5%. It's all leftover money from the project.
Correct. That's
Yeah,
correct.
for the bigger bridge, for these big bridge
Yeah,
projects,
for federal aid or
for the
aid,
smaller bridges,
we
we're
do them.
mostly on the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do
Okay.
all those ourselves, and that those are easy. Those controls are pretty easy because we're ahead of it far enough. Internally, we're doing them, so we have some more controls in
Yeah, when we
place.
talk about these, we're talking about either significant repair
Yep.
or replacement, and you're talking, costs in the millions, where,
Right.
to Eric's point, 95% generally has been reimbursed between state and fed.
All right. We had a motion and second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next item, requesting authorization to transfer $1,276,103.04 to road improvement unassigned road project funds. Again, this is another layover from the year before. When Todd puts these numbers together, he takes a conservative approach because of, again, not knowing where escalation or de-escalation in oils and material are going to be. So this is actually good because what we're seeing with this bridge stuff creeping up on us, even though stuff's budgeted, it tends to go over a bit. So this will allow us to use that money if we need to as well to maybe put in to cover some of these other federal aid bridges that are running a little bit short.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions?
Yeah, so these projects then aren't closed out projects. We just don't anticipate that we'll be spending all the funds that are currently
No,
allocated to
so
them, or?
nope. So we completed our project schedule last year, for example.
Yep.
Maybe missed a few that we added on late year just because we couldn't get to them with striping and oiling issues, because of the weather and the temps. And then this is left over, but our projects overall were complete. So this was money that we allocated last year to cover all those road projects, and it came under this much. Again, Todd, to his credit, he takes a conservative approach. Sometimes a lot of times we don't have this kind of money left over. Sometimes it's a little bit closer, but again, depends on what the market's doing with the commodities, with oil and stuff.
Right, you just mentioned an est something about him estimating, and I would figure if we had allocated a specific amount and used a specific amount, it wouldn't be an estimate, it'd be the actual.
He estimates high. He estimates high, so there's money left over. So the project that we base our escalation and de-escalation on, or what the oil's going at, he'll say it's $50 and ends up coming in at
So,
45.
beginning of the year estimate,
right,
not, yeah.
right. It just sounded like he was saying these numbers were estimates rather than the
Oh,
actual original budgeted.
right.
These are the actuals.
This is actual leftover
Yeah,
money.
right. Yep. Okay.
We have a motion, second, right? Any
I
other
motioned.
questions?
I'd made the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Last item, requesting authorization to transfer $50,000 to spill prevention control capital from capital funds.
Now, what's this?
This is for our fuel tank islands,
Okay.
any fuel cells, any permitting we need for oil tank storage, bulk storage tanks throughout the whole county. It's a regulation we have to pull, and that's about the cost.
This is like concrete walls and stuff to keep it from
Yep.
spread.
So we have concrete vaults that hold like
Oh,
our
yeah.
bulk oil and our bulk hydraulic, any bulk fluid, and then our tanks also that are at our fuel islands that you see out there that are
Yeah.
above ground that
I'll
multiple
move
organizations use.
it.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
That's all I have. Thank you.
One last thing for Public Works, while you're here, is so one of our priorities for this year is in finance is to create a 5-year capital plan, not a 5-year road plan, but a capital plan, because we want to be able to see in the out years what are going to be our large outlays for large pieces of equipment or any equipment, basically. It's not, don't make a science project out of it, basically.
Oh
My
boy.
history with 5-year plans is the first year in a 5-year plan is basically going to be your budget for the next year. After that, they're swags. It's just we know that these things are coming to end of life in these years, and it helps us to plan cash flow for that long.
Okay.
So I just wanted you to work under that parameters. Don't overdo it,
Okay.
but give us some semblance of this is what we're going to have to spend over the next number of years.
Thank you. And we'll, Chris and I will work with you and the other departments on that as well.
Yeah, this is for all departments,
Yeah.
not just
Okay.
DPW, but you have the biggest chunk now.
Sure.
Yeah,
Are you okay with me putting a couple new shops in
yeah. Not new. We are going to be talking about replacement shops.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, replay. I'm sorry, my verbiage is terrible. You guys
The swag is a wild ass guess, so if you want to put one in there, fine.
Maybe one right over in Hornell.
I don't think that's going to pass the quality control when it comes past our office. But.
Well, I tried. Thank you.
Thank you. Community services.
Morning.
Morning, Lynn.
Morning.
I am here to ask for two things, but they're related. One is for the first, they're both related to the Casa Trinity Air Program here in Bath. There's a drop-in center, and then they run air activities in out of that center and also in Hornell, out of their programs in Hornell. And so they're asking for a rollover of allocated funds from 2025 of $57,436.17. They have, I will say, we've been working on the viability and sustainability of these programs. So it's been running for 2.5 years. From the first year to the second year, they were able to decrease the budget by 50,000. And now this year, forward to this year, they've been able to come up with the funding to run half of the program. So we're mo definitely moving in the direction of sustainability with these programs.
Motion.
Move it.
I'll second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. And the second ask is for, in the same thing, to round out the 50% of the budget. They're asking for a new allocation from the opioid funds of $45,000 for 2026.
Move it.
I'll second.
Questions? Yes.
So between the rollover amount of 57,435, we would be then adding another 45 on top of that.
Yes, the operating budget's 200,000.
200. And the 45, is that how much we're getting from our opioid settlements, or we're getting quite a bit more, or?
More. So the balance before this, correct, Lynn, is about close to 300, like $280,000.
It's $286,470.23.
So certainly enough to be able to cover.
Okay.
Number, you knew it right off
So
the pennies.
the 45 is just what we had planned on spending annually for that, allocating. The other was just leftover unspent from the previous year that we.
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a motion on this one?
Yeah, we had a
Any other
motion. I
questions?
seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Office of the Aging.
I guess that's us also.
You are getting older.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not quite that age yet, but I'm every day, man, every day.
Coming.
So it is a transfer of the unmet need lines to the expense line for the Hornell Senior Center, essentially federal funds that federal funds pass through the state that we have to spend.
Okay. Your motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second it.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabe. Social Services.
Good morning.
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 I'm here to request accepting and appropriating the New York State Shelter Arrears Eviction Forestallment Program allocation of $47,814.
Your motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Any questions?
Being the new guy in the block,
Yes.
can I get a little background on what this is for you? For you?
New York State gave it to us first in 2024, in October of 2024. They gave us about the same amount of money. They've just added to it. It's supposed to pay shelter arrears anywhere from October 1st of 2023 through September 30th, 2026, it can be for. And anybody, they have to be eligible for public assistance for current or ongoing or emergency assistance. So that would either be 200% if they are family assistance or 125% if they are safety net. Welcome.
Any other questions?
On the social service side, how are we doing on?
Well, let's vote on this first.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right.
What is our savings on this shelter that we opened up here, Bath?
I haven't calculated that yet to see. I think we're starting to see some individuals who are choosing not to go. So choosing not to be, they're not going to end up being homeless. We've also used it for some of our not just Code Blue, but we could use it for our TA as well, or safety net individuals where we pay 71% for them. So I think we're just going to have to give it some time to see what we do. But the state also feels like it's the direction to go to help start to bring down our homeless numbers.
And so what I
What I'm
was.
looking at, are we getting less hotel rooms that we had
Oh,
looked at?
yeah, we're
And
so
we're saving money there.
yes, so we're the cost per night is less than a traditional placement at a hotel. If it also disincentivizes the people who truly don't need shelter, then that's a savings right off the top. What I was thinking, hopefully, we don't have too many more cold months left, but I was thinking certainly a quarter. Once we get through March, to be able that would give, I think, Lisa and her office enough data to be able to do kind of an apples to apples to see what the savings is. But we know that empirically there is that savings of it's cheaper, it's a cheaper bed.
Yeah. That's
yes.
I was just curious, what reason are people giving that they don't want to go there? Reasons. I just sheer curiosity. If you're cold, why would you turn down?
Why would you turn down? So I think historically we found, especially when Code Blue came, there might be individuals who were looking for a hotel room in particular, and not having that option, they're going to turn it down. We've also had those who have turned it down because of the restrictions, you know, they've had paraphernalia or other.
Joe.
Yeah, just to piggyback on what, you know, Kelly just said, I think a big one of the big reasons they turn it down is because of the addiction. And knowing that they go to a warming shelter, they can't bring that addiction with them. They've got to be able to. So what they do is they decide, hey, I'm willing to suffer a little, but I can still have my fix. I can still, I mean, the addiction is such a strong, strong force that anybody's addicted to any type of drugs, it really steers their life. It's not what's best for them, it's what's best for their addiction, how they're going to get that. So I think a lot of times they don't go because they have to give it up. And when they go there, they can't be caught with a pipe or smoking or stuff like that. I think that's just one of the many reasons
Kelly.
they decide not to go.
Well, I did hear a call over the scanner for an overdose at the warming center. I don't know how many we've had. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, we talked briefly the one day when we walked in about trouble with 211. Have you talked to the vendor that runs that for us and what happened with that?
Yeah, we've had some drops in coverage. It's happened to us locally too, is for that. So it's like a cross between like the Rochester and here. So we continue to try to address it when that occurs.
Okay. Well, I think I told everybody here that someone tried to call 211 and they were on a cordless phone and they were on hold for over an hour and the cordless phone died. So they never reached 211 for assistance.
Yeah,
So I
and
don't know who the vendor is, but that's really
so
problematic.
we utilize the Institute for Human Services, and this is an issue that we saw happen a couple times, especially when call volume goes up or new staff at night when it or night. But when it gets transferred over to the Rochester office, no dispersion, that's against them. But we have experienced some issues. And what we do is just what Lee said, just what you said, let us know. We let them know so they can go back, check what happened, and retrain, you know, tell, direct the staff of what to do. And I've seen, especially, you know, during COVID when we were experiencing some of those issues, they corrected it pretty quickly.
Thank you.
And they try to let us like they're really good about letting us know if their phones are down or anything like that too. If there's any issue, you know, Blinda will call and let us know if they've had some problem with that.
Thank you.
And there, previous, there had been one. There had been one overdose. The individual was treated and brought back. And recently, there was one, but they never had to. They were treated. They were stayed right there. So.
And we just had learned about, because you know Nick brought it up at the last one, so we hadn't heard about that. And I know that Lisa and the commissioner are talking to the vendor about making sure that we have awareness when things like that happen.
So the Chris did share in an email the 501c3 information that we have at the time, but he also mentioned that they've been averaging 13 resident or 13 people there nightly. We're paying a fixed amount for a fixed amount of time, right? We're not paying
That's
based
correct.
on the number of beds
You're right.
used.
I thought we were paying for 20.
20.
Yeah.
So we are paying
20
for
with they had
no,
like
but it doesn't,
what?
we're not saving money if we're only putting 13 in the 20 beds. We're still paying for the 20 beds, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
And what you're saying, Scott, is they're averaging about 13 a night,
That's
13.
what Chris's email said.
Yeah, in
Yeah, about
January, that's
13
what
a
they
night.
averaged. In January, that's what they
With a
had.
total of 20 beds.
And you got to realize too, January was the second month that it's been in operation. So it is still early in its
Yeah.
infancy, you know.
Numbers were up by the end of the month, though.
Yeah, by the end
That's
of
why
January, they
that
were 26. right.
But
But
still,
the
the
first week
average
of
over the month.
February, I think, you know, between what we saw there with the cold weather, I think that's why if we get the snapshot of January, February, March and bring it to you, that'll give you a good idea of, you know, what's really going to happen.
And prior to this warming center, have we had any other warming
No,
centers here in Steuben County?
we have.
So this is our first. So
We
I've
have.
got to say, if this is our first, you know, kudos to Lise and Kathy and the rest of her staff because, yeah, there's some things we've got to iron out, but I think we're off to a great start, a really great start. And it's nice to hear 13 out of the 20 beds on average are being used. So good
William.
job.
What is the procedure when we house someone at these warming centers? Because you say you're not allowed to bring your drugs in. Is there like some sort of search or are we just
So
honor system? What's the
the staff that
staff the warming center do search them.
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, as a new service, there are going to be some hiccups along the way. And right, on the 16th was the overdose, and we're
right,
looking into the details of that and why.
And so basically, the people who use that are informed, hey, look, when you get here, you'll be searched to make sure there's no drugs on you, no weapons, I assume.
That's correct. Right.
Yeah. I could still be smuggled in. I
mean, right. But
hide it.
But
the places.
So, Bob, back to your original question about are we saving money? I guess we need to understand paying for 20 beds, whether they're being used or not, and not paying for any hotel rooms versus paying for 13 hotel rooms and not 20 beds.
We're saving money.
Yeah. What's the point there where we're saving money by having this facility?
Mm-hmm. That's
you would also question. Have to look at, because we have this facility, it means we're doing less hotel rooms because some people don't want to go to the facility. Right. So
that's why I think you need a longer.
That's what they call a quadratic equation. Yeah.
Which I cannot do, but I could do Excel. So, you know, I think we take a look at that, those longer trends, compare them against last year, the year before, for the same time period, costs, and really give you the breakdown of the details.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things you want to quantify too is that the time that was spent trying to find hotel rooms, particularly like at night, or find transportation. I know, you know, I myself have been up for a couple hours trying to like call, like, okay, who can we call? Who else can we call? We're at what else might be available, trying to find something. So for the amount of man hours.
Well, yeah, I'm sure administratively, it's a lot easier to have a facility than to be able to find one room at a time.
Yes. Yes. And transportation for that one room at a time.
Yeah. Debbie.
Out of curiosity.
Microphone.
Sorry. Yes.
Just out of curiosity, because I'm new here. When you're talking the warming centers, they're for people coming in dusk to dawn. Come morning, they've got to go.
Right.
In the hotels, they can stay.
They're also supposed to leave.
They're also supposed
unless
to
we've leave. Done like a voucher for a couple of nights. So like we'll do a voucher for a few days at a time, and so then they've got that time. But then they are supposed to leave as well.
So we have to. They show up here. They want a room. And we to a motel, say we can't find a motel until the Corning. So do we have to drive them from here to Corning?
We do transport.
If
so in the morning when they get up, they don't want to be in Corning. We got to truck them back to Bath.
Well, are you just talking motel, or are you talking warming center?
I'm talking the hotel.
The hotels, yeah. So if we're transporting people to hotels, we will give bus tokens and whatnot so people can get around. But we might, if they don't have transportation, we're placing them in a hotel down in Corning or Hanau, we might very well need to provide transportation. And we might need a taxi, but we will use a bus as often as we can use a bus and give them tokens. And we give the hotels tokens so they can provide those as well for individuals to get back here when they need to get back here.
So if we bus them down to Corning, and they get up in the morning and we kick them out of the hotel, but they want to be back in Bath, we have to give them a token to ride the bus back to Bath?
Well, we'd want them to come back to Bath anyway to see us before they got their next voucher. We're not going to voucher them without seeing them again. Because they're going to have to do, they also have to do an ILP. There's things they have to do for the state for when they're homeless. They've got to
come. Right.
You know.
And
so we bus them down and bus them back.
Yes.
And the goal I'm is to engage them if they're, you know, truly homeless, if they are truly in need and qualify for services, okay, here's what you have to do to hopefully get through the process and
to get back
right,
into a,
right.
on your own.
Right.
And real quick, to Bob's point, the warming center provides transportation. So it's part of the monthly fee, part of the contract fee, where if they're going to hotels, it's an added fee for the county.
Okay.
Yeah, not to belabor everything, but so if they refuse the warming center, we don't have to do anything with them, right? We don't have to give them a hotel.
If they refuse the warming center, then they've refused.
Then they're done. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, it meets our and to Joe's point and others, there more and more counties are getting into this. There are counties that have been having the warming station or warming center model for decades. You know, your bigger counties, Erie's, Monroe's, but counties our size, talking to Jefferson, Lewis, especially after Code Blue, have been transitioning to at least integrating some of this into more than just hotel motel rooms, because it works, cost savings, those sort of things.
All right. Thank you, Lise.
We voted on that, right?
Yes.
All right. Commissioner of Finance, I'm sorry.
Good
I had to find
morning.
my place on the agenda.
So we have submitted the usual monthly reports, the budget transfers and amendments, purchase orders, and then tax corrections under 2500 for January. Are there any questions on those reports?
I didn't have any.
Good
Did
here.
anyone else?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay,
We're
thank you.
good. Thank you. County manager.
This is actually me this time. The assigned counsel from admin, the transfer that's attached for $250,000.
I'll make the motion.
Any questions? All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Any other business? Motion to adjourn. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just thinking that have we finished and what is our deadline for the corrective action plan?
End of March. So we're working on it as we speak. The plan. Get it to you in plenty of time for your March cycle of meetings, but get it to you, weeks in advance so that if you have thoughts, comments before we get to committee, you can share them, and then at committees get it through the, and same thing for the IT, because we have to submit one for that too. IT's working on that. Candidly, I can't or I shouldn't write that. You're right.
Pretty good.
And no, it wouldn't be right. But yeah, we're working on the financial one right now.
Super. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Probably Amanda will want to help with some of the IT corrective actions, right?
Number one on the list, get rid of Zoom.
Throw it out the window.
All right, motion to adjourn.
We'll move.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.